Om Shanti, good morning. So I'm so happy that I participate little bit in the balloon, the values and, but I got a blue color, sister gave me that, thank you so much. I feel like we are in one family, right? So today I'm in front of you in a different form, not in exercise form. I based in the Global Hospital Research Center, which is the part of the Brahma Kumari's social part. So I'm there in the Global Hospital since 1992, almost more than 3 decades. And I'm so happy to share why we are in the Global Hospital and what it does and which services actually provide to the humanity in the society. Sister had just written this. I'm just keeping here. So if anyone remember, it's there. They can just collect after that. So you might be thinking, we are here to learn meditation, how to eat, adopt the vegetarian diet. And of course, mental health, spiritual health, as well as physical health. Why this hospital is between in this duration, 7 days, right? But when you will know why this hospital is different than other hospital and why it is on this mountain. Because Global Hospital is the based situated in the mountain because of the world headquarter of Brahma Kumaris, it's here. Yeah, so we have the centers, Brahma Kumaris center, over the 140 countries, and for to look after any treatment, anything happen, so we should have a setup, big setup like that is the Global Hospital. So as we can start the hospital, but before I just wanted them to take 2 minute pause, I wanted to explain about this. This Mount Abu population, you know, what do you think? What is the population of this Mount Abu? 25,000. Just 25. It's very beautiful, untouched, like not very commercial, and you can see the jungles, trees and lakes, and it's just natural. And the Mount Abu has, you must have heard the story of this, it's very ancient range of the mountain, yeah, and the strongest range of the mountain is Arauli, name is. And the history of Mount Abu, this mountain, 1,000 years back. So you know, wherever you go, even besides the Brahma Kumari campus, you can feel in the breeze, like pure, nice vibration, divine vibration, meditative vibration. Some people, like they must have gone for the tour on a different mountain. So that's the reason of that. The Mount Abu itself is a divine land. And then the Brahma Kumaris entered in 1950 in the Mount Abu. And the just a small, and it is just spread over the 140 countries. And we feel so honored that the hospital is now situated in the mountain. So Brahma Kumaris is a headquarter and Global Hospital is also headquarter. And we have a different sister concern all over the other cities in the India. So we start this hospital journey. It's a beautiful blend of the professional and the spiritual blend. So the history of the background, you know, the Dadi Ji, our two leaders, the main, Dadi Janki and Dadi Prakashmani, and the our managing trustee, Nirvar, his name is Nirvar, who was the responsible for to create the hospital setup. He just passed away last year, and he has some heart problem, and he has to go in an emergency case to the other city. So that's how he had a thought, if I have some problem, this happened 35 years back, and he has been under surgery of the heart surgery, that's how he felt we should build a hospital, not for the people, but for the entire world. That's how the hospital has been created, and it is really blessed with the God, Allah, and all our dadis. And the next, I would like to say the other slide now, please. And that's the combo of meditation, health, wealth, and complete the vegetarian style. So this is our hospital video. You can just have a look in the hospital video.
Located in Mount Abu. Popularly called Global Hospital, this haven for healing was established in 1991 in a hill town in Rajasthan, West India, to fill a gap in the locally available health services. Back then, the district's population of 650,000 was served by barely four hospitals with 450 beds. To establish this very special hospital, the Brahma Kumaris, an organization teaching Raj Yoga meditation, teamed up with a philanthropist, doctor, and businessman. Of his or her ability to pay for healthcare. Patients walk in for free consultations by a panel of specialists. A well-equipped laboratory and imaging department offer diagnostic services. Those needing further care are admitted to the intensive care unit, private rooms, or general ward. The operating theatres are equipped for simple as well as complex procedures such as head and neck cancer surgery, knee joint replacements, orthopedic procedures to fix fractured limbs, abdominal cancers, cleft lip and palate reconstructions, eye surgery, C-section, and other gynec procedures. Global Hospital is unique for offering both modern and alternative medicine systems under one roof. Patients can opt for homeopathy, Ayurveda, and magnet therapy instead of modern medicine, or consult doctors from both systems of medicine.
We started with homeopathy, Ayurveda, and magnet therapy. And our emphasis was, because meditation is our strength, Raj Yoga meditation, so we incorporated that into picture.
Global Hospital also has a department dedicated to wellness, where a qualified counselor teaches Raj Yoga meditation. Global Hospital is located in Sirohi, one of India's most backward districts. One in three people in the district is illiterate and of tribal origin or from a less privileged caste. Employment opportunities in the district are very limited. Poverty and ignorance of modern medicine abound. To serve people living in Sirohi's villages, Global Hospital runs three mobile clinics. The village outreach initiatives have been an integral part of the hospital since day one. These doctor assistant driver teams cover hundreds of kilometers every week, following preset routes to stop at remote villages. Over the years, villagers have shared some of their hesitation to modern medicine and anxiously wait to consult the doctors.
From the day one, we not only had the main hospital, but we started with the village outreach, healthcare programs for the villages.
In West India, cataract in the elderly is common and the major reason for dependency and restricted living. At a branch of Global Hospital at the foothills, called the Global Hospital Institute of Ophthalmology, thousands of elderly people needing cataract surgery are operated on every year. A few hundreds more are operated on at a satellite unit in the neighboring district Jalore, at the Sri Adinath Fateh Global Eye Hospital. Doctor and optometrist teams scour villages to identify those with mature cataracts. Outreach initiatives are essential because many villagers with cataract have no idea that their vision can be restored. Another branch of Global Hospital, the Radha Mohan Mehrotra Global Hospital Trauma Center, started out as a dedicated trauma unit with a surgeon and orthopedic specialist, but has since brought on board a neurosurgeon to cater to serious trauma cases involving head and other injuries. A dentist, an ENT specialist, physicians, a pain specialist, a physiotherapist, and diagnostic staff complete the team offering essential health services to District Sirohi. The unit also houses the Rotary International Global Hospital Blood Bank, the first private sector blood bank in Rajasthan to have been given the responsibility of a regional blood center. Also at the foothills of Mount Abu lie the Global Hospital School of Nursing and the Saroj Lalji Mehrotra Global Nursing College, two institutions within one campus, offering nursing education at the diploma level as well as at the degree level. Students have done exceedingly well, gaining employment with India's premier medical institutions and even at an Indian research station in Antarctica. Shivmani Geriatric Home is a successful model of a place elderly people can call home when they need help in running a household. The 85 residents enjoy three meals in a day, in-house physiotherapy and a nurse on call, and talks and events to keep them busy. The Brigadier Bora Clinic and Jyoti Bindu Diagnostic Center is a branch of the trust in Vadodara. It houses a clinic and dialysis center. BSES MG Hospital is a sister hospital in Mumbai, run in partnership with the city's civic authority. With your support, a seed of an idea has blossomed into many units. With your continued support, we look forward to sustaining and growing the activities of the Global Hospital and Research Center Trust.
you know, I told you that my life journey started with the spirituality and the medical profession in 1992, but today, like 2025, still I'm learning from the patient. And you know, the different kind of happiness, like we say, it's dua, blessings, when we receive from them, and I think that's the best life. So next, what I would like to share with you, what is our mission, vision, and our values. Because Global Hospital is, they have the NABH, it's a national accreditation. We have a health standards, like in India also, the people, not only from the Brahma Kumari setup, but the people from the various corporate sections and the different organizations, they love to come in the mountain because of the spiritual based hospital. And that's how they always ask, is your hospital is NABH accreditation under that? And we proudly say yes. And that's the vision and mission. It's not like if we, whoever comes to us and what we serve, actually they should go return back to their back home with the happy face and contentment. That is our vision and mission. And the next is like, because of course there is a caring part is always there. I just remember one sister, age just 32, 33, she came and she wanted to take the consultation from the doctor. And as we receive at the reception and our hospital team, and when the appointment was with the doctor, and she said, oh, I forgot what the pain was. And she said without spending my money, my pain has gone 50%, not 100%. But at least that's the different kind of service we really wanted to give, and we are in that progress also. So we have already seen our branches, Sister Concern hospitals in the various cities like Rajasthan state, Maharashtra state, and Gujarat state. And so many people also wanted to offer their, okay, take our hospital managed by Brahma Kumaris, like that. Because the meditation and spiritual part is there, and we have in all the hospitals special meditation center. All these various step of the, you can see the setup of the eight infrastructure, the hospitals, they're running very well. And the people in the waiting period, patients, they do also meditation. And basically the housekeeping staff, like from housekeeping staff to the managing trustee, everyone, before starting their work, they go to the meditation room or prayer room before they start the work. And we actually do every day, whoever come to the hospital as a patient, and we always say, no, they are not patient, they just need a help. We are the same. So the mindset is changed, and with that mindset, we treat the patient, and they should have contentment. And the success rate, I really wanted to share that in Corona period, our hospital, Baba's Brahma Kumari's hospital, has the success rate was 98%. No death, only two death happened. My part, exercise and diet, the sattvic food, like what we offer that, in that period, of course, holy food, like we always offer food to God, and then we mix with the food, and then we serve food that to the patient. So in that period, we serve the food, nutritious food, high protein diet, but complete sattvic vegetarian diet. Yeah, and the meditation, like that is really gives you the strength, because in that period in Corona or the very difficult like last stage, ventilator and on the oxygen level, the patient, when patient is on that, they cannot remember God. I have seen that stories, such a good person, such a good souls, but when they are on the bed, bedridden, we say, the bedridden patient, that's how we learn that, let's start now. Whatever you want to contribute in your thoughts, like good wishes. That's what I have seen the medical stories. When you are on the other part of the life, on the death, on the bed, you cannot enjoy your relationship with the God. No, you don't know you. How can you connect with the God? So we always say, start from now, this moment. Then when you breathe nicely, you can leave your body nicely. Yeah, not on the bed like this. So the hospital, I would like to mention about the other, so much demand and the response from all over the world. That's how we have started on this last 5 days before, on the 2nd October, today's 6th October, we have started the coconut breaking for new extension of the global hospital, which is 8 multi-speciality. So just have a look for 1 minute.
देश दुनिया की तमाम खबरों के साथ एक बार फिर हाजिर है। मल्टी स्पेशलिटी हॉस्पिटल का हुआ भूमि पूजन। ग्लोबल हॉस्पिटल द्वारा बनने वाले 16 सुपर मल्टी स्पेशलिटी हॉस्पिटल का शिलान्यास किया गया। 250 बेड तथा 200 करोड़ की लागत से बनने वाले इस विशाल हॉस्पिटल में पहले फेज में 100 बेड और 8 मल्टी सुपर स्पेशलिटी हॉस्पिटल बनेगा। इसके शिलान्यास के अवसर पर ब्रह्म कुमारीज की प्रमुख राजयोगिनी बीके मोहिनी दीदी जी, अतिरिक्त मुख्य प्रशासिका बीके मुन्नी दीदी, संयुक्त मुख्य प्रशासिका बीके शशि दीदी, स्थानीय विधायक समाराम गरासिया, ब्रह्म कुमारीज की अतिरिक्त महासचिव।
सो दिस जस्ट वन ग्लांस आई शोड यू इन अ फ्यू सेकंड्स, द आवर लाइक यू मेट मोहिनी दीदी हु इज द चीफ ब्रह्म कुमारीज। व्हेन वी स्टार्ट अवर एनी प्रोजेक्ट, एनीथिंग न्यू, वी जस्ट वांट ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम अवर सीनियर्स। यस, God, Allah is there, but the next is our seniors. That's how we always feel we are just an instrument for to just run the show. And I would like to show the support which we get it from the various countries, like in the from the different countries like USA, Australia, and Germany, and Netherlands, you can see the London, like we have the helping hand for the hospital. Whoever wanted to contribute for the poor patient, needy patient, so we get support, because our hospital is not a business or empire like we are running, like we are not making any income, honestly. We are just running the hospital, or we are giving the treatment through what the source is, whoever is, we are receiving the contribution. But we have the different projects for that, and whoever wants to contribute, they are welcome, and that's how the needy people, they receive that. In the hospital, like whenever they, how the hospital works, when they enter, there is no consultation charge from any treatment. Yeah, the doctor's consultation is completely free. The second is, like, we give free treatment to all the devotees, dedicated people, like anyone come from any corner of the world, maybe nun or sages or dedicated, who dedicated their life to the God. For them, it's completely free treatment. Their surgery, their operation, their anything. The third is underprivileged people, like who are poor category, and that's how we adopted 150 village in our district. So our mobile van goes, we give nutrition, education and the treatment, we bring them to the hospital and we give them a free of cost. The third is we actually ask them to have, you can just see yourself like if you want to have the vegetarian diet. I cannot say like, okay, let's start. No, but you can judge yourself, try for 30 days, how you feel, the physiological changes and everything. And then you can see the meditation, how you connect and how the vegetarian also very much helpful for your spiritual journey. The second, our heart-touching projects are juvenile babies. You know, nowadays, 3 months, 6 months old baby also has the sugar problem, like diabetes. 600, high number of sugar. Today I received one message. The 3 months old baby has the tumor in the stomach. She got operated, but second time again it revealed. See, this is the because of the climatic change and the, you know, the world is changed, environment and it changed everything. So the babies are more, they are getting affecting in that. So we have a juvenile project. We bring the babies and we treat them. That's also completely free of cost. We have a very good health, like hygienic dialysis center. The third is ambulance, like if anything happened, death or they want to go for the super specialty, they require the ambulance. So some people, they don't have money even to go and use the facility of that. So this project also we have. And that's how we are working on that. Anything else we have? And yes, just 1 minute. I will just finish my, without saying this, I cannot finish. You might be surprised, such a isolated place, this mountains, and it's not like Mumbai, Delhi. Yeah? How this hospital is internationally, it is working. The answer is we have a very beautiful visiting faculty. You will be surprised from London, from Mumbai, from Delhi. We have a team who comes every month here. And whoever wants to get it done, their operation or any kind of treatment, we have a slot for that. And what we treat, it is 40% less than the outside hospital. And you get the spiritual environment for that. So that's how our journey still continue, and it is continue with the God's blessing. Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Om Shanti.